Apple is about to let you dissect your iPhone. I'm David Brancaccio. In a shift in policy, Apple will start allowing customers themselves to fix some broken Macs and iPhones with parts and tools to be sold by the company. The new self-service repair program will start early next year, first for iPhones 12 and 13. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more.
The new policy is a win for the right to repair movement, including environmentalists, consumer advocacy groups, and Nathan Proctor with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group.
Right to repair is about telling these companies, no, you don't get to tell me what to do with my stuff. I don't want new stuff. The thing I have works just fine. Give me what I need to fix it.
He's repaired his phone before, but acknowledges that not everyone will feel comfortable doing that.
But if you watch a technician change a battery in an iPhone, it takes like 6 minutes. It's not that difficult. And even if most people won't do it, they'll at least have more options.
So why is Apple making this change now? David Smith with Gartner says it's probably related to an executive order issued this summer, meant to discourage manufacturers from preventing DIY repairs.
The timing is probably not coincidental that it has happened a few months after the executive order.
Personally, though, Smith says he will not be opening up his iPhone anytime soon. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
Government data this week show home construction in America fell 0.7% last month. There are shortages of construction materials, laborers, and there's something else hard to find, plots of land. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
Back in September, a survey of home builders found that over three-quarters of them said supply of available lots was low.
And it indicates a real severe problem finding lots to build on.
That's Paul Emrath with the National Association of Home Builders, which did the survey. Part of the issue, Emrath says, is getting permits and approval for new lots can take a while, and the pandemic has slowed that down even more. Emrath says that's because a lot of people are involved in developing new lots.
You know, when you grade them and install the infrastructure, you may have problems finding labor just like everywhere else.
The lot shortage is a particular problem for building single-family homes, says Susan Wachter, a real estate professor at the Wharton School.
Single-family is land-intensive.
Wachter says single-family homes have been in high demand during the pandemic. But the Commerce Department says single-family home construction fell nearly 4% in October. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Historically, black colleges and universities don't have the money they're due. In many cases, states are supposed to match federal subsidies for some campuses. But a state review found that Tennessee State University, the only public historically black college in that state, has been underfunded for decades. That's hurt its ability to provide scholarships. And some say it's contributed to a low graduation rate for students. Damon Mitchell of WPLN in Nashville reports.
Landing a scholarship while attending Tennessee State didn't come easily for alumna Haley Roy. Roy paid her first few years of tuition by taking out loans.
I started getting scholarships maybe like my second year, going into my third year, so that did help.
Roy, who is black, graduated in May, but says she has about $32,000 in student loan debt. Black students who enroll at Tennessee State are less likely to graduate than black students at the state's other public colleges and universities. The six-year graduation rate is only 37%. One reason is the lack of scholarships. It's an issue that Walter Kimbrough, the president of Dillard University, an HBCU in Louisiana, says comes down to one thing, underfunding.
Sometimes people say, you can't just solve problems by throwing money at it. No, this is one you actually could. If I'm providing more financial aid for students, I could improve graduation rates overnight.
Tennessee State is one of many colleges with a federal land grant designation. It means the feds give the university money while requiring matches from the state. A legislative budget report found the college didn't receive its matches from 1957 to 2007, an amount totaling upwards of $500 million. Underfunding isn't exclusive to Tennessee. From 2010 to 2012, HBCUs nationwide missed out on a combined $57 million in state matches. That's according to a study by the Association of Public and Land Grant Universities. Glenda Glover is the president of Tennessee State. She told lawmakers the college was so short on cash, it sometimes has to pull from reserve funds to support students. She compared it to using a savings account to pay for vacations.
That's not how you live, even your own personal life. So we can't run a university like that.
And Glover says being underfunded has put the college in a position of not being able to build its endowment. In Nashville, I'm Damon Mitchell for Marketplace.
Now to this era of digital certificates of authenticity. These non-fungible tokens, NFTs, allow someone to sell a digital thing as a quote-unquote original. The news is the movie studio Miramax is suing director Quentin Tarantino, who's planning to auction off several tokens he's making connected to his 1994 hit Pulp Fiction, things like a scan of handwritten script pages. The movie studio says it has the rights, not Mr. Tarantino. And a loose-knit online group formed only last week has been furiously encouraging its members to pool some of their cryptocurrency holdings in a bid to buy one of the copies of the U.S. Constitution. As of last evening, Constitution DAO has raised nearly $30 million of the digital currency Ethereum. That's way over what you'd need to buy the document at the Sotheby's auction tonight, it looks like. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.